Hello.
Hey, is this James?
Yes.
Hey, James, it's Zach. We spoke about your property on Pearson Drive. You still selling it?
Well, they're actually doing the walls now. They're actually repairing the walls now. I would like to. I mean, how does it work?
Well, I mean, I'm very familiar with the property. We've done a lot of work over there. I imagine you're pretty familiar with the area too. Like Welch Drive. I'm not sure. You should know where that is, I imagine. But we bought some houses over there and off Turner Road. As far as how does it work, as far as like the process of how we buy it,
Huh?
I know that. So you said, how does it work? I mean, your goal is to get out of your mortgage, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, you've owned it for a while, so I can imagine you don't owe a terrible amount. Is that accurate to say?
Oh well, yeah. I mean, I'm only for 2 years.
Right. So, I guess my only question would be for you is, why do you need to get it out? Why do you need to get out of your mortgage? What are you moving? I mean, you told me, that you've gone through a divorce. I don't know if you recall that or not, but is there anything else other than that?
Yeah, I just don't know financially right. Like I said, right now I'm out on disability, so everything I can't even imagine how I'm gonna keep up with stuff right now.
Okay, so you are the only owner of the property. Do you have somewhere else to go?
I will find somewhere. I'll probably be living with somebody for a while.
Do you know how much your mortgage is per month?
1886 or 87, something like that.
Okay. Okay. I mean, we can work with you. We don't, we do a lot of things with mortgage relief and that nature. As far as, making a move, I mean, how soon are you looking to actually do something? Because, I can go as fast or as slow as you want to go. I mean, you're up to date on the payments, right?
Where I just called and got a relief because I'm out of work. But yeah, I was up to date until then. I made the payment in January. I have not made
Okay.
this one, but I have called them when I was in the hospital to tell them, and I got the whatever you call the thing where the payment stopped. Of course, I'm still gonna have to pay it, but it's not due right now.
Right. So, I mean, you just bought the house. Obviously, if you sold it, you're not going to be, let's put it this way. You would be coming to the money, coming to the closing with money instead of anything else. You just bought it. That's a little irrelevant to the, what you're dealing with now. I mean, I will buy it for mortgage payoff,
What does that mean?
allow you to stay. So what that means is I would take your, basically I would buy the house from you, but it would be subjective to the mortgage, meaning I would make the mortgage payment, give you, do you think, how long do you think you would need to move out? 60 days? I mean, 90 days?
90 should be good.
90? Okay. So, what that would mean is I would be making your monthly mortgage payment and taking, and have ownership of the property. And you would be living somewhere else, after the 90 days. What other questions do you have? I mean, it's something that we can do. It's, we work with the state. We do a lot of these. And honestly, it's pretty simple. It's just a matter of some paperwork. Do you have like a mortgage payoff? Or could you can get, assuming.
Yeah, I could get one, yeah.
Okay. And I mean, as far as you moving, you know that you're gonna move.
I mean, yeah, if this works out, yeah, I can move. I wouldn't.
I mean,
Only
I know
thing is,
exactly where.
I got to figure out because I can't lift anything, or I wouldn't be able to do anything.
So you need help with moving too.
Yeah, unless I could find family members, because I, like I said, I've my chest is not healed, so I can't lift anything at the moment.
So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll be completely honest with you. I buy about 30 houses a month, and I don't need this house, but I don't waste time either. I talk to about over 100 people a day. People in your situation, different situations, all types of situations. What I'm willing to do is realistically, I would not typically buy a house like this because one, I mean, the value is the value, and I'm in the business of making money, and I wouldn't make money off this house. And I got to live another 10 years before I make some money off this house. I'm in business to stay in business, and I think you probably can understand that. What I'm willing to do is I'm willing to offer you $5,000 in assistance, to cash. You can use it to help you get your belongings out of the property within 90 days. And that's a one-time offer though, as far as today. I buy a lot of houses. I don't have a lot of time to go back and forth and dibble and dabble. But I'll take over your mortgage. You can stay there 90 days. At the end of 90 days, you take the $5,000 and we shake hands and we're friends on from there on out. And in the process, you can use that to help you move. If you need it before, then we can probably arrange that. But you have to promise me that you are going to leave the property. Because I'm not going to make the mortgage payment and allow you to live there for free. Obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Does that sound like a reasonable discussion?